Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash for Wednesday. The Phoenix Suns began a road trip last night that will keep them away from Footprint Center for a while. First stop, Toronto, an empty arena at the Scotiabank Arena in Ontario. Raptors had won their last six, but it was the Suns who came out on top of an uneven but close game, 99-95. Suns fell behind by double digits in the first half, but it was Jay Crowder in his second game back from his stay in the league's health and safety protocols kept them close with 16 first-half points, including 4 3-pointers. Suns trailed by 2 heading into the fourth, but got balanced scoring and held Toronto to 28% shooting in the final frame to win it by 4. Despite the fact that they couldn't grab a defensive rebound to save their lives. Devin Booker had a tough shooting night, but hit a 19-footer with just over a minute to play that gave the Suns a one-point lead that they would not give up. Phoenix now 31-9 on the season, and they move on to take on Indiana on Friday.
And I know we'll talk about this later. There, at last night's game, and again, I'm really trying in this basketball season to stay very, very steady in my approach to regular season vagaries and bad performances and good performances and keep them in the context they deserve. But I'm getting a little weirded out by this team's now, this growing deficiency of rebounding. This growing deficiency, and it didn't start in Boston, but that game in Boston, even though the Suns were shorthanded, there was too much bully ball being played against the Suns, and they need to get this situation under wraps.
Yes. 22 offensive rebounds, including 9 by Chris Boucher last night, many of them in the second half. Although those 22 offensive rebounds turning into only 16 second chance points for Toronto. So good job of them
defense,
by hitting the glass.
Right.
But also Toronto failed on some opportunities. We'll get more into the Suns. Oh, who also made it official yesterday after wide rumors that it would happen. They signed big man Bismack Biyombo for the rest of the season. Biyombo did play last night, 5 rebounds in under 5 minutes of playing time in the first half in last night's win in Toronto. And the Suns, once again, atop the league with the best record. Memphis remained red hot. They beat the Golden State Warriors 116-108 for their 10th straight win. Ja Morant, 29 points, 8 assists for the Grizz. Golden State falls to 30-10 on the season.
Yeah, that guy is fast becoming one of the best shows in basketball. Yeah, he's just so fun to watch.
And they're starting to become a legit contender.
They're
the Suns. That's
really
one of the
good
teams now you have to look for.
Yeah, and last time they faced, it was the Ja Morant show, last time they faced each other. We didn't talk about it. I'm sure you saw it. The block shot against the Lakers.
It was insane. It was.
I've never seen anything like that. He did it in college, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are times in the NBA when you get blown away by certain athletes' leaping abilities. That play was one of those. That dude is flying. He's not jumping.
Yes.
He's flying.
That, to me, is in the same category as the Tom Chambers dunk over Mark Jackson back in the day.
Right.
Where you just watch it 100 times and you think, how did that just happen?
Right. How did that happen?
Yeah. Arizona Cardinals still 5 days away from their playoff showdown with the Rams on Monday night. But again, more potential good news for the defense. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler put it out there that the Cardinals are hopeful that defensive end J.J. Watt can begin practicing tomorrow, which would give him a chance to play on Monday night. Late last week, the Cardinals designated Watt for a return to practice, opening his 21-day window to do so. Of course, he hasn't played since injuring his shoulder in Week 7. This season, Watt, 16 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, and a sack for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and hopefully this is going to do exactly what we've talked about. Hopefully it's going to inspire. Hopefully it's going to bring a better level of energy. I don't think that's going to be an issue in a playoff game, but I do think it's a little extra something the Cardinals can hang their hat on, Vinny.
Cardinals also have more reported job candidates for openings around the league. Reports stating defensive coordinator Vance Joseph is on the Miami Dolphins list of head coaching candidates to interview after they fired Brian Flores. Joseph has prior head coaching experience in Denver and was Miami's defensive coordinator for a year in 2016. And in addition to Adrian Wilson being on the Giants GM radar, so is VP of player personnel Quentin Harris. So he could get an interview as well. Speaking of the Giants, they molded over for a day, ended up firing and battled head coach Joe Judge after just 2 seasons on the job. They were 4-13 but much, much worse than that.
Mm. That's very, very true. I thought that was very odd, that it, generally that kind of stuff takes place on Monday. That's why they call it Black Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that deal went into Tuesday and the Giants hadn't made up their mind, that's very, very odd to me.
Yep. ASU football welcoming a running back to the program through the transfer portal, former Wyoming running back Xavien Valade. How great of a name is that for a running back, by
yes.
the way? Yes. I made the announcement on social media last night. He played 4 seasons at Wyoming, 2 1,000-yard seasons on his resume, and he's now in a position group that includes returner Daniel Ngata and incoming freshman Tevin White. Coyotes conclude their 4-game homestand tonight against the Maple Leafs at Gila River Arena. Yotes 1-2 so far at home. They took a 4-2 loss to Nashville their last time out. Toronto skates in with 49 points, fourth best in the Eastern Conference. 8 o'clock is the faceoff. 7:30 pregame here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. It's also on a national television basis on TNT. And upsets last night in college basketball. There are no more undefeated teams. Texas Tech knocked off top-ranked Baylor 65-62. That ends the Bears' 21-game winning streak. And the only other unbeaten team, USC,
yeah,
they fell to Stanford last night 75-69.
Wow.
Parody okay. in college
yeah.
basketball.
Yeah, right.
I just find it hard. There's actual college basketball going on everywhere else outside of the state of Arizona.
That's exactly right.
There you go. There's your splash.